Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let the reckless speculation begin. Got an email from our boss, Sal, and I got it. You didn't get it.
No,
you didn't get
I
it,
didn't.
Did you, Dan? I didn't ask
sure
you.
Didn't.
You didn't get it. I didn't think so. I didn't see anybody else on it. And it says, hey, Carson, I've got something on my mind, and I don't trust you to get it right without me. That's how it starts.
Well, that's fair.
I mean, no... No salutation.
No tea, no shade.
No greeting. No, hey, hope you're having a great summer. And if you don't know, our boss Sal, he comes in once a week. He leaves his palatial mansion outside of Hartford in the bougie little suburb that he lives in with his apple orchard and his moat and his beautiful cars and his, you know, his private planes and whatever lifestyle he lives.
Whatever he's about to write, you're not helping.
Sal is who he is. I can't help that.
He, to be fair, he is the only dude I know in life with an apple orchard.
Yeah, you're like, what did you do this weekend? He's like, well, you know, I was going to work on the apple orchard, but we decided to go to Nantucket for the weekend. He just lives a different life. So he continues. So tomorrow I'm going to the show. We're going to have a conversation about this live. Don't try to talk me out of it. Don't act surprised. And for once, maybe be on time and be professional.
Dude, what did you do? Why is he coming? Why didn't he talk to all of us if he's coming on the show?
I don't want to hear excuses. I don't want anyone trying to prep me or soften it up for the listeners. We'll do it straight. We'll do it real. And we will do it the way I want to do it. If you're nervous, good. You should be. Carson, consider this your warning, Sal.
So...
He has something that he wants to say on the show tomorrow. What is the reckless speculation, Kennedy?
Well, it doesn't sound good, bro. And the fact that he only talked to you, doesn't sound good for you, bro.
Yeah, what do you think it is?
I mean, usually...
See about the Jimmy Kimmel me?
I feel like he tells me stuff that sometimes he doesn't tell you. But I just... Now this one's got me very concerned and worried.
I don't think he would do anything too crazy on the air. I mean, I've been in trouble before, but that
I know,
usually
but
means...
But that doesn't sound like him. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's pretty... Mm-hmm. I don't know. I mean, he doesn't write long emails, for which I'm grateful.
Right.
But...
consider and I can't tell if there's, like, a tone, like...
So maybe it's just being
consider
funny.
This
maybe
your warning.
Sal. Maybe that's just
yeah,
Sal.
Yeah, it's just...
And we're misreading it.
Yeah. You know, you can misread the tone of a text or an email.
Are you going to try and reach out before tomorrow? To be like, what's up? Because that's very you.
I don't want anyone trying to prep me or soften it up for the listeners.
So
we'll
does
do
that
it
what that
straight.
Means?
We'll do it real. Oh. And we'll do it my way. If you're nervous, good. You should be. Yeah, I feel like there's a little sarcasm in there is what I feel.
Okay.
But he definitely has something to address on this show. So.
Have you done anything stupid recently?
Oh, dude. That was a softball. Whose side are you on, friend?
I don't know. I can't think of anything that stands out.
I can't either. I feel like we've been doing good stuff. I feel like we've made some positive strides. I feel like we're doing well in the ratings, and we're nominated for things. And
I know our
raised
second,
a lot of money for mental health.
Yeah, our second Marconi nomination for Show of the Year.
Huh.
Raised a crap ton of money. From the 774, Sal is about to murder Carson live on air. That's a bit aggressive.
Wow. All right, so tomorrow, is it like 7:30 or 7:15? Whatever, 7:15?
It looks like 7:30 is what he said. Yeah.
All right, well, whenever he gets... I'll just leave the whole 7 o'clock hour.
Oh, from the 508, maybe about Carson's hot take yesterday about mixed listeners.
Well, that was just fact. That wasn't a hot take.
It was Hot Take Tuesday.
You're right. It was
hot takes aren't facts, FYI.
Oh, you think he didn't like what I said?
I would think he'd be on your team for that one.
I was going to say, yeah, he would agree with me. That sounds, yeah, that hot take was, I've heard him say that before.
I mean, I don't think it's right.
From the 334.
Oh, my God, dude.
Oh, crap, now your anxiety will be my anxiety until tomorrow when Sal comes on.
Trying me.
They write with lots of E's.
Oh, my God.
Also, is he coming in at like 6 a.m. or 9 a.m.? Because that's three more hours of anxiousness. No, I think around 7:30. Maybe Sal is finally going to pull the plug on the Friday free-for-all. He would never. He would never.
Never feel strong.
He's coming in to play Campy Kennedy.
All right, let's go.
A lot has always had it with the Friday free-for-all. In the words of Tommy Boy from this 978, what'd you do? So anyway, that's tomorrow.
I love from the 978, you just got this email that's very ominous from Sal, and someone from the 978 goes, poor Kennedy.
I know, what do you think?
Because she will do the worrying for you.
Carson, don't you owe him something for the Coldplay tickets in Vegas? I think I repaid that debt.
Did you, though?
I think so. Oh, I just feel like it can't be that bad, because normally anytime I've ever been in trouble, you don't get a warning shot.
Mm-mm.
You know.
But to come to my office.
Right. It happens quickly.
Do you feel like spending a whole segment talking about his email on air is helping?
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.